I am so thrilled to talk about wedding timelines. I'm going to be very upfront that this is probably the hardest episode to record because I have actual timelines in this post. So you might want to go and look at the actual blog post. I'm going to have it copied and pasted in the show notes, and then you can go and like look at it a little bit more intensely if you're stumbling upon this and like finding out about wedding timelines. So remember that there's lots that go into wedding timelines, and this is just samples, and it's going to be really fun to talk about and to go over, and that this is my perspective as well, and your photographer may have a different perspective, but these are good samples if you don't have a planner and you're trying to figure out what will work best for you, or if you're a new photographer and just want to see a sample timeline. Remember that this is just my opinion. Nothing is fact. There's no one right way to do everything when you are a photographer or when you're a couple getting married. And just know that you can do however you want. This is how I do it, and this is what works great for me. And listen, if you're a couple, like a couple getting married, if you're a bride or groom, make sure to listen to your vendors that you've hired because they know what they're doing. They are fantastic, or you wouldn't have hired them anyways. And they have so much that they can give to you with their expertise in timelines and in just wedding day flow. Like they've got this, they've got you. That's why you found them in the first place. Okay, so excited to talk about this podcast. It's gonna be the freaking best. This wedding planning series started as a way for me to communicate with my couples as they planned their wedding day. I was going to write a PDF, and then I was like, no, I'm going to do like an audio series on my website instead. And it has snowballed into this, which is now, this is the first one that I am recording knowing that it's going on to like actual podcast feeds. So like that's something that is really fun and like has been a fun thing to put together after I got feedback that it should be more geared towards more people instead of just my brides. And I was like, that's a great idea. I would love to have that. And I would have loved to have stumbled across something like this as a new wedding photographer as well. So before we really dig into this, I wanted to remind y'all that you need to communicate with your photographer. So I love this series, and while communicating with my couples is still the end goal, I love that this is a fun and informative series that couples can find when planning their wedding, even if we've never met and never will meet. When writing this series, though, and recording it, I am 100% just giving my perspective. I'm a very carefree, somewhat messy shooter. Like, I like weird light and crave in-between moments, candid photographs, and photographs that just feel like life. I am not stiff. I do not like stiff photographs. I'm a photographer who thrives in chaos, not a photographer who thrives in control. I save the control for the editing. I'm a very controlled editor. And all of this is going to impact the way I create my timelines and the way I interact with my couples and even the way I connect with other wedding vendors. All of these things are going to play. So your photographer's personality will impact this too. While you are more than welcome to share this article or this podcast with your wedding photographer, know that it most likely is not necessary. If you are working with an experienced photographer, they'll have their own system too, which is why wedding photography is so cool because there's so many ways you can go about it and build your expertise and just have your vibe the way that you do it. Also, again, I think I mentioned this in the first recording because I just re-recorded some of the ones that I first did, but I'm not going to lie. One reason I'm writing this series is that I have like 4 years of weddings that I have not blogged. I'm not sure if I'll ever be able to blog all of these. Think of those as like my missing online years is basically what I'm doing at this point. But writing this series and like outlining it, some of these episodes are really like straight up written. You can see them on my blog and I'm just reading them. And some of them are basically just the questions and it just depends on the blog post and the podcast episode. It's been so enjoyable and I'm just having so much fun with y'all and I just can't wait to share these. So, all right, when you are thinking about your timeline, and this one, just FYI, is a very, I'm reading this from a like draft that has like two paragraphs and then just like thoughts. So when you are putting together your wedding day timeline, think about what matters to you and your partner. This is going to be a topic that we come back to over and over again in this limited series. what matters to you and what matters to your partner. As a wedding photographer, this is so important to me because I want my couples to have incredible days. And what one couple on one weekend loves and prioritizes is not what every single couple is going to love and prioritize. I am very much of the thought process that, like, okay, you make the right decisions for you and have fun with them, and let's see what we can get with this. I don't like doing things rigidly. I like for things to, and of course, there's usually a pretty set schedule, as we talk about with these timelines for weddings, but know you can do what you want. It's very important to communicate with your photographer, with your planner, things like that, and get like everyone on the same page. But when you prioritize those things about your wedding day, you're going to have the kind of wedding day that you like, the feeling of what you want, because that's what it is at the end of the day. When you're getting married, it's a fantastic feeling. And when you look back on the wedding, you're going to remember the feeling more than you're going to remember anything else. And all those details, all the things around it, you want to create a good feeling of just like excitement and fun, and remember how you felt that day when you got married. Now, of course, some people are more serious and they might not want the excitement and fun. And so that's me from my perspective as somebody who likes that vibe. So think about what matters to you and your partner. Keep that in mind the whole time as we read this. Another thing to keep in mind is that wedding timelines almost always run away with themselves. I've been to like maybe 5 weddings in my whole career that just completely stuck to the schedule, and maybe 2 or 3 that were like way on top of the schedule. And I'm talking out of like hundreds of weddings. Like, and I think that's awesome and it works so well. And those are so like fun to shoot because it's just not, you know, you have what's going on, like A, B, and C. But most weddings run away with themselves. And things will start a little bit different. Maybe you start one photograph part, like you start one part of the day 10 minutes after you were supposed to, and then another starts 30 minutes before you're supposed to. That's just how it goes. The only thing I say for weddings is that the hard timeline is the time I get there, the time that the ceremony is, and the time that I leave. And everything else, we just make it work. And that's probably how most wedding photographers are as well. Like, it's just really fun. So just know that most wedding timelines run away with themselves. And yeah, we're going to start talking about them. All right. So a note on my sample timelines, I have 2 different ones. So one thing I want to say again is don't take these examples as gospel. What I mean is this: every wedding is going to be slightly different. For these 2 timeline examples, I imagined a wedding at one location, same venue for ceremony and reception, with 8 hours of wedding coverage. Keep in mind that every wedding is different and every couple is different. These 2 timelines are for y'all to have a starting off point to compare and contrast how wedding day timelines can differ when a first look is included versus when a first look is not included. Ready for those sample timelines? Let's go. All right. My first one is this. It's 8 hours with no first look. How I would schedule this is this. 2 o'clock, photographers arrive and take detail photographs. So this would be things like flat lays, would be things like shoes, things like the dress holding, like the dress hanging up, if that's something that's important to you. At 2:30, I'd start getting ready photographs. That's things like the bride getting her dress on. That's things like the bride's getting her hair done. That's things like the groom putting their tie on. And then at 3, I do bride gets dress. That can take a while. There's usually something that sometimes it's just a zip up and it's done. But, you know, sometimes makeup runs late, and so the bride is actually getting dressed at 3:50. And so 3:30, I have bridesmaids photographs, which the real thing in there when I'm making this timeline is that 2 o'clock is when I get there, and 3:30, we want to be taking bridesmaids photographs. 30 minutes later on the timeline, I'd put groomsmen photographs. Do I need 30 minutes to photograph bridesmaids? No, but we want to have padded time. 4:30, bride and groom would both be hidden. At 5 o'clock, there'd be a ceremony. Say it lasts for 30, 45 minutes. 5:45, family photographs. 6:15, full bridal party photographs because they haven't seen each other before. After that, at 6:30, we're going to have bride and groom photographs for the first time. And then I'm going to have for 20-minute slot for family photographs. We have for bridal party, for couple photographs, I can talk. We have an episode coming out in a couple after this where we'll talk more about couple photographs. And so for this example, we're going to say Bride and groom photographs from 6:15 to 6, oh sorry, from 6:30 to 6:50. And then we're going to wrap up the photographs and head to the reception, where the reception starts at 7. Then at 8 or 8:30, we're going to sneak out for flash photographs. Then 10 minutes later, we're going to go back to the reception. 9:50, we're going to start moving to the exit. And at 10 o'clock, we're going to have the exit, whether it's real or fake, and the photographers are going to leave. So very simple, very like straightforward. This again is one location with just like a pretty easy wedding day timeline. Like not a lot going. My timelines, when I build a timeline and when your photographer builds a timeline, they usually won't have things like the speeches and toasts in there. They might have speeches and toasts, that was my example, but I don't need to like have every single thing that's going to happen like you would have with your DJ or the planner. Like I don't need to know when the cake is being brought out. I just need to like it might be important if I'm going to go sneak those detail photographs, but I don't usually need that. I just need to know where I need to be to photograph things at different times. All right. So that's one way I'll do it. And this is another, which is the sample wedding timeline for 8 hours with a first look. I know this podcast episode is a little bit harder to like, this is going to be the hardest one I think out of all of the podcasts to kind of digest because it's about timelines. So with a first look, I'm still going to get there at 2 and I'm still going to leave at 10. What we're going to do, 2 o'clock, the photographers are going to arrive. 2:30, getting ready photographs. See how that's the same? 3:30, bride gets dressed. Oh, sorry, 3 o'clock, bride gets dressed. 3:30 is the first look. Before it was the bridal photographs, bridal party, and now it's the first look. And then we're going to take a couple photographs after that too. 3:50, the bridal party photographs. 4:30, bride and groom are hidden. So we have, in the original timeline, we had an hour scheduled basically for bridal party photographs, but split. And this one, it's a shorter timeline, but it's everyone together because they're all together. And we don't have to do any time after the ceremony for those either. So 4:30 again, the bride and groom are hidden. You're still getting married at 5. The family photographs are still at 5:45. The bride and groom photographs are still at 6:15, but you are going to be able to get the reception faster. So we're going to wrap bride and groom photographs or a couple photographs, depending on if it's a bride and groom or groom. The photographs that are going to be wrapped at 6:30 and we're going to head to the reception. And when we head to the reception, two things can happen. You guys, the couple can either mingle at cocktail hour with their guests, which is fantastic time to spend together, or you can take a quick breather. Sometimes I have couples that want to go like eat their dinner before the reception so that they actually get food. Because a lot of times at a wedding and when you're the couple, you're not getting a lot of food. 7 o'clock still, reception begins. Again, at that 8:30 time, we're going to sneak out for flash photos depending on sunset. And 10 minutes later, we're going to come back. And then at 9:50, start moving to the exit. 10 o'clock, we're going to be doing the exit again, real or fake, and then the photographers are once again going to leave. So what you're going to see between the two differences in these timelines is that you have more time to hang out with your friends and family with a first look, but you're still going to have plenty of time to hang out with no first look. There's lots of pros and cons to both. As always, if you are like dead set on not having a first look, then I don't think you should go for a first look. I think that it's more important that you get the photographs you want, you have the experience you want, than have a somewhat easier timeline. Because with 8 hours at one spot, those timelines aren't usually hard. They're pretty good. If you're like moving around venues, 8 hours can be hard, but if it's the same venue, it's going to be okay. And I love that. So it's really fun and lots to do. You'll have lots to shoot, but the timeline's just a little bit different. Again, I'll have this on my website and you can look at them. I know it's a little boring to hear someone literally read a timeline to you, but that's how I do that. These are my basic timelines for wedding days. Very simple, 2 to 10. Of course, these times can vary a little bit, but this is like my basic timeline. And so in the things I talk about a fake exit, and we're going to have, I think I have another episode up about a fake exit. And that's like talking about if you want it to actually be something like you want everyone to, like if you're actually going to leave after the exit, or if it's more like you're just like staging it for the photos. So when you look at these timelines, think what looks best to you. Do you want to have a little bit more time to like be together? Then that's a first look would be a good option for you. If you want a little bit more flexibility, if you're a couple who likes to just like be together nonstop, I recommend doing a first look for that. Otherwise, I mean, really just like look at the timelines. The differences aren't that big, but they are there where you can just have a little bit more flexibility and have a little bit, both of them though, both of these timelines leave plenty of times to run late. Like if something goes late, people, like your photographer, if they are experienced, they're going to be able to wing it and make it work for you. So one question would be, of course, can photographers really shoot for 10 minutes and get good photos? Now, I'm going to like be really careful with this one because no, 10 minutes is not enough for like the all of the wedding portraits. That's not enough time. And it definitely isn't enough time to spend 10 minutes on family photographs. That's never going to be enough time, right? It never will be. And something's going to get dropped when it's not enough time if that's all it's doing. However, like for things like if you were breaking up couple portraits, absolutely 10 minutes is enough time because you're just getting pulled to take, you're not taking a full gallery at that time. You're taking like mini galleries in order to have the same amount that you would have from like a 30 minute session, which is so freaking great. I love that. Like I love doing that for couple portraits. And I think that like some of my best work is in those like short bursts of times. But again, you have to be careful with that because you don't want to like run. If you're putting your timeline together, I would never recommend, unless it were things like flash photographs during a reception, just like sneaking out for a minute, I would never be like, okay, let's have 10 minutes for the bride to get dressed. Because yes, it's probably only going to take 5 or 10 minutes for the bride to get dressed, but there's so much other stuff going on. Like the bride has to be ready. The makeup has to be ready. Everyone has, like the details need to be photographed. Like she needs to know where her shoes are. The groomsmen need to be good to go for their photographs afterwards. There's so much going on that it like the groomsman, I guess with the groomsman, it'd be like the groom needs to be hidden so he can't be seen where the bride is. Sometimes little things like that can add up and you think that you're good to shoot at 3 and you have to move things around and then it's 3:20 before the bride gets dressed. And that's totally chill. That's totally fine. But that's why it's really good to have padding and timelines. And it's really good to be able to think on your feet as a wedding photographer and as a bride or groom to hire a photographer who is open to flexibility. It's really important and just will really serve you in the long run. And I just feel so passionate about that. So like, how do we bring it all together? Bring it all together is basically where we started. And that is prioritize what is important to you. If it's more important to you to just like have that traditional timeline, go for it. I love a traditional timeline. Like so many photographers do. They're traditional for a reason. If you want to do things totally different than normal and you just want to like be together all day, like wake up together, get ready together, things like that. I have never met a photographer who doesn't like that. Like it is fun. It's creative. You do not have to have a wedding timeline that looks exactly like I've laid out. Talk to your photographer about what fits best for your day and just make sure to communicate with them and know that if you have a planner and a photographer, they might need to talk to each other about the timeline to connect on it. But that in general, if photographers have been shooting and have good experience, they are going to weddings very frequently, you know, like 20, 30, 40 times a year. They know how weddings work. Most people do not go to weddings that often. Most people have not been to over 100 weddings. A lot of wedding photographers have been to over 100 weddings. And so it's really important to listen to them and their expertise because just like I have my own timeline examples, other photographers will have theirs too and look at mine and not love it a ton and they'll want to fix it. And that again is why it's a starting sample point. Okay, guys, hope this is helpful. Talk to your photographer, communicate with them. If you are a new photographer, do not forget to communicate with your couple and know that like if they are not 100% on the same page as you, that you just need to talk to them about the ups and downs and make everyone know that they're aware. If you have not enough time, for example, to do family photographs, you need to have a conversation about that so that they know what they can expect from those family photographs with a shortened time frame. All right, guys, I'll talk to you next week. Can't wait for the next one. Bye.